Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm so excited because today I have with us Dr. Moses Simoyemba. In the Power Principles series of books, Dr. Moses, Africa's Success Coach, shares his knowledge, experience, and insight to help you in overcoming your personal challenges and limitations and to inspire you toward the life you desire and deserve, a life of greater purpose, free of fear, and full of abundance. Moses, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Vicki. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you.
Fabulous. Well, why don't we start for those that have not had the pleasure of reading your books or getting to know you. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to your purpose and passion in life with the wonderful work you're doing?
Oh, great. Thank you very much. It was really a process of discovery. I believe that in order to find our purpose, sometimes we're given little clues along the way as to what it is we should be doing in life. So I graduated from medical school and followed the usual road of progressing in my medical career. But at some point, I felt like that wasn't enough, like I wasn't utilizing my talents and abilities to the fullest extent that I could. So eventually, I thought I would get into motivational writing. I opened a website called motivationfordreamers.com, and it was basically a motivational site with inspirational stories for people to read and to be inspired. And that eventually got me to start writing for a local newspaper here, the motivational column for that paper. And so through that writing and writing motivational articles and so on, I got to discover that I really had a passion for speaking into people's lives, talking about purpose, helping people find their purpose, helping people discover who they are and want a greater and more abundant life. And so eventually through that, I decided to become a life coach. I took a life coaching course and became a certified life coach. So it was really a process of along the years, adding a little onto a little and becoming more of what, seeing more of the kind of person I wanted to be. And eventually I thought, I want to be the kind of person that helps other people to be all that they can be, other people to kind of find their purpose and achieve more with their life.
Oh, that is so beautiful, and you certainly have done that. And tell us first where you live and what that looks like for the people where you live, because we have people listening in from all over the world. So we'd be very interested to hear what that is like culturally, to be a coach and to be bringing in all of this wonderful sense of purpose and possibility to people around you.
Great. Thank you, Vicki. Well, I live in Africa, in a country called Zambia. So this is in Southern Africa. And basically, we are a developing nation. So it's a very dynamic country. It's growing now. A lot of young population, less the older population. So a lot of young people, their teens and 20s, early 30s. It's a youthful kind of setting. But you find sometimes opportunities are few, and a lot of people here look forward to getting a good education, for instance, graduating with good grades, and then finding a job. But unfortunately, a place with high levels of unemployment, so jobs are hard to come by. So essentially, I talk about, you know, what can one do with their lives apart from just being an employee, looking for a job? You know, what else can you do with your life? How else can you prosper in life without following the usual trodden track, so to speak? So I talk about finding a purpose, finding greater meaning, finding out what your talents are beyond your work, beyond your job, beyond your education. In fact, I say don't let your education define you, because you are more than your education. In fact, education, I think, limits us, tends to limit us to thinking, well, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm this or that, therefore I cannot do other things. But I believe that as a person, you are so multifaceted. There's so much potential in you, so many different things you can do, that it's really a shame to define yourself by your occupation or your profession or your training. Rather, I encourage people to look into themselves and find out all that they can be. You know, my catchphrase, if you read my book, at the end of every chapter, I have a saying that goes, you are all you can be, go on and be it. And that has the thinking that you have within yourself everything you need to prosper in life, to be successful, to be happy. All you have to do is find it, dig it out, and bring it to fruition, let it bloom, so to speak. So it's really a question of digging out those things that are inside you and bringing them out. So that is really the context in which I write these articles. And furthermore, it's about going beyond the day-to-day kind of routines in life and looking beyond that and saying, hey, you know, how can I do something better today? How can I do something today that will affect my future better? So I draw a lot of lessons in my writing, Vicky, from everyday situations. So I talk about everyday situations and show people that, hey, you know, this is the way we live, but perhaps there could be a better way. Perhaps you could do things differently this way. You know, what if today you, instead of doing this, you did that? Or, you know, when observing people's behavior, I draw lessons from that and say, well, you know, this is how you could be more successful if you tried to do this differently. So it's really a question of that. And especially resolving around issues of money, of wealth, of being successful. Just to give you an example, in Africa here, it's very common for people to feel that in order for you to be successful, you have to do something very special in terms of perhaps visiting a witch doctor or getting some kind of juju or medicine. And to tell you a true story, one person from a neighboring country to Zambia was found by the roadside with his toes bitten off by a hyena and part of his genitalia as well bitten off by a hyena. So when the passers-by, you know, helped him to get to the hospital, they asked him, well, you know, why did you do such a silly thing as go lie down in the bush and allow yourself to be eaten by a hyena? He said he had visited a witch doctor, and he told the witch doctor that he wanted to get wealthy. And the witch doctor said, go in the bush and lie down, and the hyena will come and eat part of your body, and that way you will get healthy. And so this guy believed that, and that's what he did. You know, it's funny, but just to illustrate to you that that's the thinking around here usually, is that wealth and that kind of life is beyond an ordinary person's achievement. You need to do something like a ritual killing or, you know, go to a witch doctor and so on. So those are the kinds of myths and misconceptions I'm trying to bust in my writing and to tell people that, hey, being successful is a matter of what you do on a daily basis. It's a matter of doing the right things the right way long enough, and you will be guaranteed success. So those are the things I'm trying to illustrate in my writing and in my book.
That is so wonderful. So how did you come to write a book, The Power Principles? So far it's a series of two, and they are incredibly powerful. How did it come to you to decide to write a book?
Well, thank you, Vicky. Well, there are two books, as you mentioned. One is Power Principles for Purposeful Living, and the other one is Power Principles for Fearless and Abundant Living. So, like I said, I believe that success is a matter of what you do on a daily basis. I didn't quite sit down and decide to write a book right from the get-go. These books are a collection of articles that I wrote over a period of about 4 years. So I was writing these on a weekly basis, mostly for my website, but also for my readership in terms of the newspaper, motivational column I had. And so through that 4 years, the articles kind of collected and became many, and they had a good thread and theme throughout them. So then I simply organized them into two books that I mentioned. So it was really over 4 years that I wrote these different articles that are in these books.
Oh, that is incredible. And now you can share them with the whole world, which is a wonderful thing. Were there any challenges in your writing that you had to overcome?
Challenges in writing are always there, Vicky. I'm sure as a writer yourself, and you're someone who's helped a lot of writers become successful, you know very well that challenges are always there. And I think the greatest challenge is inspiration. You know, there's a certain time when you can write very well and be inspired as a writer, and that's the time to really get down and get your thoughts down on the paper or on the computer, whichever the case might be. But there are just some times when you don't feel inspired, or your week or your day has not gone so well, and you just are not in that frame of mind to think clearly and to be able to get your thoughts down on paper, so to speak, very clearly. So that was a challenge, especially that I had to write on a weekly basis for my column. And so without fail, I had to do that writing. So sometimes that was a big challenge. to get in that frame of mind, especially when you're working sometimes a full-time job and you're busy at the end of the day and tired. So finding time to write was a big challenge, but I always tried to find space and to relax and to get in the right frame of mind. And I think what made it easy also is, like I said, I draw lessons from everyday situations. So I guess even in my work and in my daily movements and interaction with people, those are the lessons I could draw in terms of what I observed happening around me. So that helped me to overcome that challenge of getting inspired. You know, I didn't have to sit down and think and meditate deeply about, oh, what do I write about this week or today? Rather, by observing what was happening around me, I could easily draw that inspiration and find something to talk about, find something relevant to teach in terms of the lesson on success.
Well, with all of your coaching and these amazing books and helping people all over the world, especially now through the books, which translate globally, I was wondering, what would be the top tips that you would offer someone who is having trouble getting inspired toward the life that they really want and the abundance that they really deserve? What would be your top tips to get them started on the road?
Thanks for that, Vicky. Well, I cover that very well, I think, in the first book, which is The Power Principles for Purposeful Living. A lot of the chapters there talk about how to find your purpose, how to define yourself. One of the top tips I would offer is to not let yourself be defined by other people. You see, because people have certain expectations of us, or they define us a certain way based on our history. But if you want to really succeed in life, you have to define yourself not based on your past, but based on your future. And sometimes that's the challenge, is how do you see your future in a brighter way if your past has not been so bright? So in the book, I cover that, and I tell people, you know, basically how to get from seeing yourself based on your past, especially if it's been a past full of failures and disappointments, and getting beyond those expectations of people around you, but also your own expectations, and kind of looking forward and dreaming to the future, seeing all the possibilities in your life, like what could your life really be like if you really allowed yourself to dream and allowed yourself to dream big. So part of that is just allowing people to visualize their life. Visualization is a very important thing. You know, when you think something, you are on your way to achieving it if you really consistently think about it. But sometimes a matter of breaking that barrier. You know, some people cannot see themselves thinking beyond that. I mean, in Africa, a lot of people earn very little money every month. So how do you see yourself from earning that little money to living in a big mansion, driving a luxurious car? Sometimes it's a big leap of faith to be able to do that. So in the book, I challenge people to let go of their inhibitions, let go of their past, and think bigger. So that's part of it, is one, allow yourself to dream. Allow yourself to dream of all the possibilities, because, you know, there's a saying that goes, if you can think it, you can achieve it, you know. So, and I think your mind will never allow you really to think of something or dream of something that is beyond your ability to achieve on a personal level. So I encourage people to dream big, think of their future in all its positive light. But also, one important aspect that's covered in the book is the issue of not letting yourself be limited by society and society's limitations, or the way society perceives things in terms of how they should be. Think freely, think for yourself. Those would be my top tips, is dream big, allow yourself to see the future in all its positiveness, but also don't be limited by society. Think for yourself, always ask questions about life, and always, always consider your self-development. I think self-development is one important thing, because for you to get from where you are, earning that meager salary or that meager income every month, to seeing yourself being a very successful person, you know, having all the money you could have and more to help others, is how do you get rid of those limitations in between? And part of that is how to develop yourself in between the person you are now and the person you want to be. So personal development, investing in yourself, is one way to achieve that, to bridge that gap, so to speak. So that would be one of my few top tips. And a lot of these aspects are covered in the books, Vicky, in terms of a little bit detail on each one of those, or a little bit of detail on the steps that you need to take from where you are now to where you want to be in the future.
Beautiful. It conjures up the most beautiful vision in my mind. And that brings me to a question. If you were to look at the body of work that you're doing, the books and the work that you're doing and the work you've done before that has brought you to the place you are now in contribution, what would you like that to look like for the world? Almost if you were looking at it like a legacy, what would that look like for you?
Ooh, tough question. But I think I would like to think it looks something simple, practical, and yet empowering. I think I would like it to be a work that people can look at and say, hey, this is very practical. This is very simple when you think about it. And these lessons are lessons that anybody can apply and make progress with their lives. But I would also like it to be available to a lot of people in the world, especially the younger people, because I always think I'm grateful for having had books to read when I was younger that shaped my mind at an early age and so on. But you realize a lot of people, especially in Africa, may not have that privilege of having such material. So I would like it to be a work that is widely available to as many people as possible, especially at a younger age when their minds are still hungry and flexible and can be shaped easily. So I think in a nutshell, that would be what I would answer for that.
Oh, that's just such a wonderful vision and such a beautiful goal as a legacy to leave. So I know that people will want to touch base with you and connect with you to tap into more of your knowledge. Moses, what is the best way for them to be able to reach you? Do you have a website where they can go?
Yes, I've got a website. It's called Motivation for Dreamers. So if you look up Motivation for Dreamers, it's basically those three words, motivationfordreamers.com, with dashes in between the words. That's my website. But I also have a Facebook page, and it's simply Moses Simuyemba. So they can find me on Facebook as well. And Facebook actually is a lot quicker to get in touch with me than the website, perhaps. But there's also a contact form on the website through which people can get in touch with me.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing all of this great information and your wonderful knowledge with us today. It's just been delightful to have you.
Thank you, Vicky. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.